Good morning, Medford. This is 91.5 FM WMFO, and you are listening to Can I Change This Later with your host, Furious George. Playing the intro a little bit longer this week to celebrate the fact that I actually burned a drop-in CD. Whoa. A DJ that actually has discs. What the heck? We got a little blend this week for you. We've got some sort of folk rock, country rock, if you'd call it that, to start the show off. And then we're going to blend into a little bit more of, just various other genres of rock. First up is Ticket Home by the Bones of J.R. Jones. Here we go.
This man needs your sympathy and wash over me, wash over me.
Thank you.
got 13 kinds of blues. I know them all by name. I call them on my phone when I'm looking for some pain, for some pain. Tired of being their role, won't tell me to sing, but it's a little tight across my throat, my throat.
I've got a tremble in my hand and hair of gray, clinging to the rusted vines, haunted by the memory of his dying day that echoes on the mountainside. It echoes on the mountainside. Ooh. I wash my hands in muddy water, wash my hands in muddy water.
we're nearly halfway there. Going backwards, we had I Don't Mind by Monica Heldahl, Muddy Water by Lucette, Boy from the North by Monica Heldahl, 13 Kinds by the Bones of J.R. Jones, Con Man Coming by Monica Heldahl, and Ticket Home by the Bones of J.R. Jones. If you guys couldn't tell, kind of developing a bit of a crush on Ms. Heldahl. She is quite the talented guitarist and songwriter-singer. And I didn't know it at first, but she's actually from Norway. And says she was influenced by a lot of American acts, namely Fleetwood Mac, Led Zeppelin. Let's see who we have next for you. Switching it up to a bit more rock and roll. Starting off with the Brian Jonestown Massacre with Anemone. But first, a PSA.
Hi, I'm Michael Strahan. When I'm not playing defense for the New York Giants, I'm protecting the home team. My girls Tasha, Katie, and Stella. During the cold winter months, dogs left chained outside can suffer from frostbite and hypothermia, as well as stress and loneliness. Your dog depends on you for love and protection. So bring them inside, take them for walks, make them a part of your pack. In other words, be your dog's biggest defender.
For more information, contact PETA, 757-622-PETA.
Good morning. This is Arthur from The Grand Hour, and you are listening to Can I Change This Later with Furious George. He doesn't seem so furious as Lyrarius when he's playing music on 91.5 FM, WMFO.org, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh. for Chris. The king of attention gone to waste. Drop him a mention in conversation. Critical cringe.
department stores. Radio is the first in electronic entertainment to begin to erode our human sensibilities. And here, on WMFO 91.5 FM, those cornerstones of decadence, those radio dramatists from the golden age of radio, are resurrected on the Grand Hour with Arthur. Wednesdays from 6 to 7 a.m. Change your clothes, change your calendar, believe the dial right here at 91.5 FM WMFO and or WMFO.org. Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right, we are coming into the end here. This is Furious George on Can I Change This Later, the show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, the station. Going backwards, we had Acorns and Orioles from Guided by Voices off of Under the Bushes, Under the Stars, Pish from the Brian Jonestown Massacre, Lost My Mind from Froth, Bright Blue Day Haze from the Mystic Braves, Space Cadet from the Murlocs, World from Felt, and Anemone from the Brian Jonestown Massacre. If you want to see what was played throughout the show, you can go to WMFO.org on the schedule. If you find my name, there'll be a nice list of not just this show's playlist, but the playlist of every show I've done. Same goes for every other DJ. Kind of a neat feature. There's also a mobile app that you can download to your iPhone or whatever Android device. Since sometimes the reception isn't the best, and sometimes you're listening from out of state. We have one more PSA, and then I am out of here until next Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of